Then. Well, hello there with a special AT Estrogen edition in which we're going to interview, Parisia and I, the 2 out of 3 amigos of ATS, AboveTopSecret.com. We have here with us tonight Skeptic Overlord in Manhattan.
Yeah, hey.
Hello. And Springer.
Greetings, world. Stand by.
And we're just going to get right into this because our members have done an awesome job of submitting some really great questions to us. So the first one, right off the bat, is, what are you guys drinking?
I've got some really good American bourbon and Coca-Cola.
I'm going straight to the single malt scotch. Could I get more? Neat.
All right, then. We'll hop right into the next question, and it's regarding usernames. The member said that the username Skeptic Overlord is pretty self-explanatory. But, Springer, where did you get your name?
Well, anyone that looks at my avatar will notice there is a prominently displayed 2003 100th anniversary Harley-Davidson Springer Bad Boy Softail. And Valhall got me that for my 40th birthday. And I've had several Harleys in my life, and I've always loved the Springer. And when I joined ATS, it was shortly after I got the motorcycle, so I was real wrapped up in it. And that's what I chose my username.
But did she know John Teeter and able to get a 2003 vehicle for your 40th birthday? That went over like a ton of bricks.
And a little addition to that, nothing offends me more than when somebody confuses the brilliance and beauty of a Harley Davidson with Jerry Springer.
Well, I remember, I guess it was maybe a couple months ago, you said that you would give a member a couple thousand points if they guessed the origins of your username. And I don't think anybody ever did.
I guess they didn't. I don't remember it.
Fair enough. Melissa?
Oh, yes. A member submitted that recently there was a podcast competition where the winner was going to get an iPod Nano, and DE1, and rightfully so, but the competition announced that first, second, and third place winners were supposed to receive limited edition podcasting t-shirts. Why were the t-shirts not awarded? And we also have a thread that we will provide in this podcast thread that goes over this. So we would like an answer from the two amigos on this.
That's you, Bill.
Well, no, you were supposed to get the t-shirts.
I was? Okay, that's me. We'll get them done.
Now, the reason is they haven't been designed yet. I guess we forgot to tell Zevicus he needs to design them.
Okay, that's fair enough. So.
No, but they have not been forgotten, and they will be coming. The other thing that's part of that is there will be a prominent feature of the first, second, and third, and the runner up on the site homepage and dedicated feeds with a custom cover art for all of them.
That's pretty cool. Nice.
You forgot that part, didn't you?
That sounds like a good prize for winning, and the podcasts were great. For the next question, this was the question that got asked the most, and I think we got about 7 or 8 people who submitted this question. So people obviously want to know, boxers or briefs, or commando?
Briefs.
Boxers.
Okay, there's your answer.
No commandos. Okay, with the next question we have, what kind of non-human animals live with Springer and SO, and please reveal their names.
Well, go ahead, Bill.
On this side, there's a pug, and his name is Argus. And I'm not too sure you can convince Argus he's non-human. So that's it right there.
And Argus has a place on ATS, doesn't he?
Yes, he is the protector of the really above top secret forum. And I've promised Mrs. Overlord that there's going to be an Argus T-shirt soon in the ATS store. I think we're going to get that up there.
That'll be cute.
Here in Indian Territory, we have one of my favorite people on the planet, and his name is Bear. Bear, like Argus, is convinced that this is his house, and he lets us hang out here. He's a Skipper Key, and very valiant little dog, actually. When we got him, he had a huge injury on his neck, where he fought off two or three Rottweilers that were trying to maul his former owner. So they actually had to sew his neck up. He fought valiantly for this insipid, mean old lady who ultimately gave him up because the city said she had too many dogs. So not only did we get him and kind of rescue him, but, I mean, he absolutely is a person. He's one of my favorite people, and his name is Bear.
Okay.
Yo, ladies, I have a question I want to ask these guys. Skeptic Overlord, Springer, I have one question for you. How attractive do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10? Be honest, please.
That was our friend the Eggman.
Just 10?
Just 10.
What did Bill say?
Just 10.
Is 10. Yeah, I mean, is 10 as high as it goes? I don't think we should have to answer that, Bill, because it just doesn't cover it.
Well, Eggman,
yeah, it's a limiting scale, so it's sort of tough to only go up to 10. My knobs and my amplifiers always go to 11.
Always.
Well, you can't blame Eggman for being short-sighted.
And I will award 10,000 ATS points to the first member that gives the correct reference as to where that line came from.
10,000.
Okay. Well, here's the next question from our members. Oh, this one comes from, well, let's just say it's a super member.
Super duper.
Yeah. Why is it that the third amigo does not participate in the Pod People cast? Is it that he has better taste? Is it because he refuses to hang on the casting for over an hour at a time? Is it because he can't sound like Rush Limbaugh?
It's because he's smarter than us.
Absolutely. That, and he may not exist.
Now that is something that could be pursued.
Yes, and that actually was pursued several times. I think he died twice in the past 5 years, according to current rumors at the time. So, yeah, who knows? It may not be a Simon Gray.
Ooh. Okay, well, the next question is, does Skeptic Overlord look like Kurt Russell?
Huh? Where did that come from?
That's the question. That's
the
what
question.
Our members want to know.
They're
Kurt
very
Russell.
Curious about that.
Pony up.
No.
The dude.
That's not the dude.
No, that's Jeff Bridges. But maybe
someone's
Jeff
very
Bridges.
Confused.
Yeah.
Okay. How much time do you, Bill, SO, really spend in that spandex? And do you prefer the red or the purple?
I spend all the time in the spandex, really. The only time I take it off is, well, I can't get into that.
Is this like the hat scene in Smokey and the Bandit? Okay, Tina, you got the next question.
Okay, in a drinking contest, who would be the last agent or man standing?
That would actually be a tough call, because I know Mark was in the military, and I spent several years training in a college fraternity, so it's going to be a tough one.
Absolutely, I agree. Hopefully one day soon we'll find out, though. And when we do, we will report forthwith.
Okay.
Okay. To both of you, what's your favorite conspiracy theory and why? And we'll start with SO.
Oh, man, I needed time to think about that. My favorite conspiracy theory. That's a tough one. I'm going to have to go all the way back to Roswell, I think. Back in the day, so to speak, in the early 80s, I was into UFOs and was working with the Mutual UFO Network a little bit, and saw some information on Roswell that really piqued my curiosity that was talked about at the time. And it wasn't, you know, that was pre-internet, so it's like almost prehistory in today's conspiracy theory circles. But there was a few early bulletin board systems and some print newsletters that were going about, and some of the speculation at the time was that Roswell may have actually been a construct by the military as a campaign to scare the Russians into thinking that we had access to advanced alien technology. And it certainly fits with some of the other efforts of scaring the Russians with disinformation back in the era. So it could fit, and I think overall that's my favorite because it's been around so long and there's just so many aspects to it.
Okay. Springer?
I'd have to say that Roswell was also my favorite, but fast and furiously taking over Roswell, at least today, is Serpo. Serpo has sucked my brain from my head, and I spent all weekend digging through it. The interview with Bill Ryan I thought was great. Depending on how it turns out, how long it runs, at the moment, Serpo is absolutely my favorite conspiracy theory.
Now, I have to mention for a moment that we definitely need to give Zedekus a hard time. His podcast today, did you hear what he called Serpo?
Nope.
No. What did he call it?
Serpico.
Serpico!
He's having a tough time getting back into podcasting. I know how that feels. I was off for as much time. It's tough.
Yeah, it is. We spent a couple hours tonight preparing, and it's going okay. Okay, the next question, which is a really good one, I think, is there any conspiracy theory you originally doubted but now consider likely to be true? And we'll start with Springer.
Yes.
Golly. No.
No?
No, there really isn't one that that I originally doubted and now consider to be true at all that I can think of.
Okay. How about you, Skeptic?
That's a tough one. Pieces of the Pentagon issue and the 757 are causing doubt. I still am firmly in the camp that an airline hit the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite convinced it was that particular flight. You know, there's holes that where I'm holding open doubt in some aspects. So, you know, the official theory, the official story there, I originally first followed because, you know, someone close to me actually saw it. So that certainly convinced me right off the bat. But then as the story goes on, there's pieces of it that just don't quite fit. So I think that's one where, you know, I haven't completely flip-flopped, but I'm cautiously watching.
Right. And would that be one of the reasons for the fine focus you've organized for the...
No, I've been wanting to do that. That's been on my mind for a long time. That stupid thread, and there's lots of threads. Well, not really stupid thread, but there's so many threads that just diverge into so many different topics. And if you've ever seen me post, I mean, I'm always, not always, but many times I'll pick something and try to get somebody to stick on that one particular point and see it through.
Right.
But, you know, so many of our threads just go off into so many different topics, and that's really the purpose of the fine focus, is to try to have some clarity on a handful of topics.
And I think that's a really good point. And I'm not sure you know, ATS is such an awesome community, and we suffer the same problems that any discussion board has. And you've hit on a really good point of how maybe we can break ground that doesn't happen, because when you get into an awesome discussion, it inevitably happens that there are these myriad of points that come into a discussion, and you cannot, it's lost. You cannot follow every point to the depth that it deserves. And you know what? That's a ground that needs to be broken in discussion boards, as far as I'm concerned.
I think so.
Maybe the fine focus will be some way that we can start breaking the ground on how to break off a really good point in a fine discussion with, yeah, drill it down and not lose the value that's coming into the original thread, but somehow still make this new point that came out have the depth it's calling for. So that's really neat. Okay, I have the next question. Are there any juicy hints you can give about the TV show?
I guess I'll take that one. No. Honest to God, we are contractually bound to not release the name of the production company, the network that it's going to be on, or really, you know, anything else beyond what is already kind of splattered throughout the forum. If you dig around, you'll see plenty. But I really am sorry for that, because I know that you know, if I was not in the know, I'd be wanting to know too, and it really is nothing more than contractual obligations that we signed our name to, and that's really it.
So is there any time frame on when you'll be able to give more information?
Yeah.
In the future.
Well, that doesn't
Yeah. sometime between tomorrow and the day I die.
Okay.
No, seriously, we hope that in the next 60 days, we'll be able to pretty much tell the whole story.
And until then, people can keep speculating.
But I think we can say, based on the discussions we've seen, there's going to be a lot of incredibly pleasant surprises once we start to release some serious information.
Well, that's awesome. The next question is, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be? Skeptic Overlord?
I hate these kind of questions.
Yes, but your members want to know.
They do.
Yeah, I need more time. Go ahead, Springer.
Okay.
Does it have to be an existing animal, or can I make one up?
Make one up.
Huh?
You can make one up.
Ooh, then I would want to be a eagle dolphin.
Okay. Was that enough time, Bill?
A deagle-fin.
No. That answer just completely threw me off. I'll come back to that.
Okay. We'll give you time.
Next question.
Exactly how many puppies and kittens have died due to poor posting on ATS?
Well, I can't say for sure, but I'm just happy PETA hasn't stopped by. That's all we can say.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it true that Thomas Crown's administrator controls have been replaced with one made from Romper Room?
No, it's Fisher Price is the actual brand name.
And you got to do what you got to do. Okay, the next question. What's your opinion about the state of U.S. politics these days? And we'll start with Spring.
Oh, my God. in a grand attempt not to make this podcast go for 4 hours, I'll wrap it up pretty easily and pretty quick with one word: distraction. I just truly believe that the whole right-left party just insanity is really nothing more than a huge distraction tool to take people off of the real issues. And I'll hand it over to Bill after that.
Yeah, along similar lines. I mean, if you ask about what do you think about politics right now, that implies that you know, you're talking about the true sense of politics and that we have a choice and that there's a chance to have an election and have our voice heard. I don't think we've truly had that for as long as 20 years. And that's really what I think about the state of politics. It's the same thing where Democrat, Republican, I mean, they're both animals of the same crappy cloth that are seeking to divide and control. And we've lost control long ago, and any hint of that veil that's been pulled over our eyes is also long gone. So that, you know, the population is well convinced that it's something other than what it really is.
Okay. What are your guys' favorite bands? Springer?
Wow. Many or my one favorite?
One favorite.
I don't have one favorite.
I have two favorites.
Pink Floyd and, God, there's just too many after that to list.
Rush, right?
Don't make fun of Rush. Really.
Rush, Tom Petty, Led Zeppelin. I mean, I could rattle them off forever.
Okay.
Supertramp, too, right?
Yes.
I've got to go with AC/DC.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, right, yeah.
Absolutely.
No one quite rocks like Angus, and you gotta go with a group that use a bagpipe in a rock song. So, hands down.
Shorts.
Okay, well, a follow-up to that is, what's your favorite forum on ATS, Bill?
My favorite. That came out of the blue. I didn't expect that. I don't know what I expected. I guess I'm going with the 9/11 forum, even though it tends to get pretty crazy. I think some of our best overall discussions are in there.
And Springer?
Mine would have to be, gosh, aliens and UFOs, I guess. It's hard because it's... I really don't have a favorite. I mean, there's so many of them that I go to a lot and really keep an eye on. But I guess if one edged out by the others, it would be aliens and UFOs.
Okay. And what's your favorite TV show and why?
That's easy. Battlestar Galactica, because it is the finest television in the history of the universe.
I've never seen it.
You are also... And William, one second. I talk to each other every Friday night. It's not in the hospital, not a bus. You were also in the Babylon 5 too, weren't you? Trash. Wreck. Garbage. What's the difference between? Oh, if I have to explain that to you, then there's no out there. Members were lost in a sea of dim-wittedness and darkness. What I was trying to say, though, is William, one second. I are like two teenage girls in high school or something on Friday night when the good man is not in the hospital, when Battlestar Galactica is on. It's crazy. I mean, it's just that
exhausting. I feel sorry for you, Bill. Now that's got to be I can't imagine.
And what's your skeptic?
My favorite show, I think, right now is Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Never seen that one either.
Other one, CBS or something like that? Yeah, CBU or, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Great show. Oh, wait, it's my turn. Okay. Have you seen a UFO?
You need to say who you want to take the question, but I'll take it, and no.
I think so. But it was long ago. It was a unexplained, fast-moving orange light in the sky at night. So it could have been.
Was anybody else there to see it with you?
No, I was on the swimming team, walking home from practice late one night, and just happened to look up, and there it was.
Hmm. Okay. Do you believe that aliens exist, skeptic?
Yes, but I tend not to think they've been here.
Why is that?
Oh boy, there's another long discussion. It's just too many barriers. And I've talked a lot about that in some of the threads. But really, the economics don't make sense based on what a advanced civilization could possibly learn from us.
Okay. Springer?
Without a doubt, I believe that there are other intelligent civilizations in the universe.
Do I think we've been visited by them? I have no idea. But I absolutely believe that out of all those billions and billions of stars and the potential for planets surrounding them, without question, there's other intelligent life.
Okay.
I've come up with the animal that I'd like to be.
Oh. What is it?
I'd like to be a sloth. I've been so busy in this life. It seems like they get a lot of sleep. So that seems about right.
Sloths? Okay. Interesting animals.
That's three toes, right?
It doesn't matter.
Is there there's a two-toed sloth and a three-toed sloth, right?
Sure.
I think so. I remember reading a story once about this person in Costa Rica watching a sloth in a tree, and it fell out. And because it's so lazy, it didn't try to swim. It just let the water take it.
Cool.
I always thought that was funny.
The next question may be one of the most important. What's your favorite beer of all time? Skeptic?
My favorite what? I'm sorry.
Beer.
Beer? Well, oh man, I knew this one was going to be asked, and I can't pronounce it. It's a German beer, and I can't even think about how to pronounce it. I buy it one bottle at a time. It's a pint bottle. It's a very dark beer, but it's not bitter. I'll try to figure out how to get the name for you guys.
The next question is for Skeptic Overlord, and can you please clear up the questions surrounding how Springer became a partner at ATS?
Know what the questions have been, and we would like it cleared up.
No.
Next.
No, really, it was pure by invitation. He was helping out a lot. He helped out financially when we were in need, and just was always there. It was sort of a mutual decision, as Simon and I talked about it. Mark helped to pull things together with the possibility of the TV show, and as we started to think that ATS needed to be an official legal entity, it just made sense that it should be the three of us forming that entity.
Okay.
Next question is mine. Do you suspect that ATS may be the target of a COINTELPRO operation? And I'm going to first ask Springer.
I don't really know, and I don't really care. Probably, but not by who people would typically suspect of running a COINTELPRO, whatever the hell that is. operation. I think there's some wannabes out there that are hoping to stir the flames purely for their own interests, and I would suspect to do nothing more than generate traffic for themselves. So that's pretty much all I got to say on that deal.
A skeptic.
I don't necessarily think that we're the target of government counterintelligence professionals that are focusing on deflecting discussion about top secret. It's certainly possible it has happened from time to time. What I think does happen more often than that is the so-called conspiracy profiteers who have latched on to one angle of a topic or another and have written a book or published videos and are trying to sell those and have discovered that we're either actively or through numbers of threads and discussions have either debunked their point or are coming close to it or have promoted an alternative point that might detract from their sales. And I think we've seen on several occasions that these people have come to Above Top Secret and are sometimes viciously supporting their point of view and trying to debunk the point of view of our members.
Okay. Are you now or have you ever been an employee or contractor of the U.S. or any government? Springer?
Absolutely not.
Skeptic?
No.
Well, that was easy. What percentage of the U.S. black budget does ATS take up? Skeptic, we'd like you to address this first.
Well, it depends which black budget you're talking about. If it's if you're looking at just purely the research and development in internet technology, we're at about 75% of that. But the black budget devoted to counterintelligence and disinformation, we're only about 20% of that budget. We pull our funds from a number of different sources.
Springer, you have anything to add?
Yes, I do. On the Mercedes-Benz portion of the black budget, we are looking forward to a massive increase in fiscal 2006, quarter three.
Righty then. There you have it. We knew this would be cutting edge.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The next question is, there's been a tumultuous past between ATS and another conspiracy board, TSC. How would you explain the behavior that has come about between members of these two boards? Springer, you've talked about the D-Ego on numerous occasions. Would you chalk it up to that?
The D-Ego is...
That's actually my term, by the way.
Yeah, really, that's Bill's deal. I mean, run with it, Bill.
No, go ahead. You're starting. Let's see if you can muck it up.
There's time for everyone.
Well, I would definitely chalk it up to the D-Ego. There was one member in particular who I really don't think we need to mention anybody's name at this point. Those who know who I'm talking about will know who I'm talking about. And this person, evidently the easiest way I could put it was the reality he perceived on ATS took over the reality, you know, in his environment, in his real world. I mean, it must have, because in spite of being faced with and presented with the reality of exactly what happened on the particular Whispers in the Dark deal, for example, which Bill can certainly elaborate on if he wants to, in spite of being presented exactly what happened with irrefutable evidence of what happened, this person completely cast that aside and just kept
digging a deeper hole in his own mind. So, yeah, I think the D-Ego tragically and sadly overtook sanity almost. It was crazy. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, first,
I want to restate what the question was so that we don't center on one particular thing, because it was a broader question and it's important. There's been a tumultuous past between ATS
actually kind of frustrating that members are still asking about this. We address this quite a bit, and the fact that it's still coming up. It is really kind of frustrating that it's still out there. In reality, how it started is a group of disgruntled members set about to have a bit of fun, and some of that fun involved outright lying about a buff-top secret, and it offended us. So, we perhaps didn't react as graceful as we could have to being offended, and that just made matters worse, I guess. But really, that's
the crux of it. They were disgruntled. They were made asses of themselves on the board and got themselves banned, and went off to form their own site, and just started, you know, publishing some pretty nasty lies about us, and then inviting ATS members to come over to their site.
And I think that leads into our next question quite well.
Yeah, and we have to say that we would describe this section of this interview as the hard-hitting section of the interview.
These are questions that lots of people, longtime members, have got on their minds.
Yes, and so the follow-up to that is, there have been rumors of banning and targeting ATS members shortly after TSC was created. Those banned said it was a board war, and they were banned explicitly for being members of another board. But was that the real reason? And if it was not the real reason, what was the real reason? And I want to start with Skaptin.
I don't remember. I'm trying hard. Yes, we did. I mean, come on. What was this, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, und?
Come on.
Ja, ja, und we have was.
Were submitted, and you're fixing to find out why. But just
no,
as
really,
a member at that time, by the way, as a member who also had false statements made about me, and that I had special powers or whatever because of my relationship with Springer, as a member who sat back and watched, it seemed like there was a group of people who severely wanted drama.
Oh, there absolutely was.
And I mean, it was self-focused, self-centered drama. And I have to say that the minute that, whatever the reason was that ATS decided to ban this group of members, ATS started skyrocketing. And I know there were a lot of really malicious allegations that took place over on their board once they did get banned and they started their own little gripe session. I know there was a lot of things that got speculated on. But the truth of the matter is that ATS really started to blossom and grow once all of that big group of drama left. And I think one of the reasons that this question is important to the current membership, which is an awesome group of members, is that they just want to know what finally tripped your trigger.
Well, now that I've had a chance to kind of blow the dust off the Overlord brain and think back, there was a core group of members who were banned. Some of which were actually caught actively attempting to hack Above Top Secret. That core group was indeed banned primarily because of their organizational involvement in this other website. There were other members who were involved in both boards who were not banned. As a matter of fact, a longtime member we haven't seen in a while, the Masked Avatar, He, while he was active in the Deny Ignorance Steering Committee, he was also a detractor over on the other board. So there were still a lot of members living dual lives that we knew about that we didn't ban. But
I'm one of them.
Yes, there you go. And we didn't outright ban everyone, but we
and
banned
Nerdy too. Nerdling right. was a
Nerdling was over there both.
And
he's a moderator now. But we did ban the organizers.
Yeah. I would add too that not only were these people directly involved with attempting to hack our board, but you know they were just insidious in the way they would come over and present one face on ATS and then turn around and present a completely different one on the other side. But I would say that the vast majority of those members that ended up getting banned on ATS really got banned because they absolutely defied the terms and conditions. In the end, I mean, they just started cussing at people and doing all the ridiculous crap. And like Bill said, they made complete asses of themselves on ATS.
And I think
and Valhalla brought up an excellent point that almost immediately after we cracked down and got serious with this group, ATS really did begin to skyrocket and grow. If you look back in the traffic logs and you know the era that was. There's a few places to look at the post count and things like that going back almost 3 years. That really does define the time when those numbers started to go up, and it coincides with us getting impatient with the drama and getting more strict with enforcing the terms and conditions and being more careful of inviting really the best moderation staff on the internet.
Yep.
to watch over the site and make sure that it's a place where anyone can discuss anything as long as they have a polite way about them.
Right. And also, don't forget that we, in an attempt at, you know, good neighborliness or whatever you want to call it, we actually buried the hatchet and offered a return. No strings attached. Clean slate return to those people. Remember that?
Yep.
It was a disaster.
And within, I think the longest lasting one was about 10 days and just went boop, popped like the weasel, man. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Icon's still on the board. She was let back at that time.
Yeah. Why is still on board? That's true. I mean, why Nerdling, Parisia?
I think Black Widow, too.
Yep. You know, Tina, you have the next question, mm-hmm. and it's really actually kind of been answered, but I want you to go ahead and ask that.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so that we can have it up.
We can be thorough.
Yes.
A common sentiment on TSC was that the ATS administrators and supermods had a sort of obsession with former ATS members who then moved to TSC. Is there any truth to this? It always seemed more a sense of self-importance on their part, thinking they warranted obsession in light of banning, but is there any truth there?
Well, yes, there is, because we were always suspicious about the motivations to be over there, because there were a number of things happening that really upset us. One thing, which this is the first time it's going to be let out publicly, there were organizing members of that website stalking me offline.
Oh.
And there were many reasons for us to be cautious and concerned over any ATS member being involved.
Well, that's understandable, cause given that information.
And you know, I appreciate so much, SO, you coming forward and saying that publicly. For instance, here lately, there's been a little bit of the typical twist in reality be posted on the internet about one of the people associated with TSC, and that was a member that we will refer to as DR. And he, as Springer had alluded to before, apparently he went off the deep end, back behind the cosmic curtain that most of the members, as I was,
didn't know what was going on. But he went off the deep end, and you guys had to ban him because of some kind of obsession. And it was months after his banning at ATS that he actually did something that was illegal. And that had to be reported. And the illegal act happened to me. And I had to go to the police. I had to report it because he did something that was against the law. It was threatening. It was harassing. This was in real life. And he did it on purpose. And those facts have recently been twisted by people with some kind of ulterior motive. And they've been displayed on the internet at this time in a light that they were the reason he was driven off the internet. Mm-hmm. Well, that's absolutely not true. DR hung out over at TSC, and he had his newsletter, and he did a lot of activity there, as well as Black Vault. I don't know when Black Vault kicked him off, but he hung around on the internet for quite some time after the illegal act he committed. So I didn't drive him off the internet. ATS didn't drive him off the internet. Something in his life connected with this bizarre act he committed probably is what eventually drove him off the internet. And it's those kind of things that we never talk about that every once in a while just need to be brought up so that people understand there's a little bit more to this than what you've heard.
And yeah, so, and before that member took a deep look at the edge of the deep end, I had several conversations with him trying to pull him back. And I don't think the reason he's not on the internet is because of any trouble with the law. I think the reason he's not on the internet is to save his marriage.
I think you're right, because there were a few issues there. Now, the reason that we have been talking about TSC, not only because of the questions that were brought up, the reason that we have posed these questions leads to the final one that is pretty important, and that is, do you, Springer and Skeptic, believe that former TSC members are behind the alleged ATS member emails currently being posted on a certain site that are right now attacking ATS?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. I mean, the language in the posts that I've read on that other site are just obvious. I mean, I can even tell you who it is. I won't.
The four of us know who G is.
Without a doubt.
And I think that was something that needed to be asked, and we appreciate that we have members with the insight to ask that kind of question.
And I think the members will really appreciate the honesty with which they've been handled.
Yep. And Tina, you have the honor of the...
I actually have one more question before we do our final question.
Oh, okay.
And that is, if you guys had to choose a pimp name, what would it be? Skeptic?
I already have my pimp name, Skeptic Overlord. How can you improve on that?
Okay.
I'm gonna have to get my buddy over here. Huggy, come here. Come here, man.
Hey, man, what?
I need to say something.
Yo, Huggy Bear here with the Springer's House, man. If this white boy could ever have a pimp daddy name, man, he just have to steal mine, and that's crazy. That ain't happening.
Well, there you go, guys. I mean, that'd be it. I'd have to be my neighbor and my buddy Huggy Bear. If I was going to have a pimp name, it'd be it, Huggy Bear.
Okay, well, our final question is, okay, check your UTU inbox on ATS. There's a UTU
Please.
Waiting for you.
It's very important.
Very, very important.
Oh, boy. I hope I won a sweepstakes or something.
A member has requested that we all sing a song together.
Oh, no.
and
it'll be okay.
The UTU so. Contains the lyrics, and as Val and I have already talked about, we've already exposed ourselves singing for Willy Palooza, so this can be the next installment of Willy Palooza.
I don't
yes.
know about that.
For that, we'll do it.
I think Willy will appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, can I have a Joan Baez E flat or whatever it was?
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends.
Come on, Bill.
Hard on my life. I'm no help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Darling, $4, I'm trying to buy me. I'll wait for delivery each day until three.
So,
oh, Lord,
won't you buy me
a color TV? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me
a night on
the town?
Counting on you, Lord,
please don't let me down. Prove that you love
me,
and buy the next round. Oh Lord,
won't you buy me
a night on
the town?
Oh Lord, won't you buy me a
Mercedes Benz?
My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends.
Worked hard all my lifetime.
No help from my friends.
So Lord, won't you buy me a new web server?
Yay!
We love Willy One Sack.
Yes, we do, and we're all thinking about him.
Thank you guys for answering all our questions.
Yeah, Willie, he's going to split his stitches. We can't send him that.
We're going to crack his
I'm
gap.
Concerned, man. I'm concerned for the guy if he hears that.
We'll give him a couple of days and he'll win.
Yeah, he'll love it.
I'll talk to him tonight, and I think he's going to be in probably through Friday. So I shot you back a U2U. Where we definitely need to fire up Willy Palooza again, I think, and get some more, and we can take another disc to him.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'll definitely get this in there and take it to him.
And he liked the other discs that he got?
Oh, he loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Bill, describe how he looked after you gave it to him.
Well, he was pretty juiced up, so everything was awesome. But no, he really, really was happy. I really appreciated it. Just so pleased that everyone was thinking of him. And like Mark said, he's probably the most selfless person in the world, which makes it even more vital that we do this kind of thing.
Can I say one more thing about him real quick?
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to him tonight, and all the hell that this guy's going through. And it's just indescribable how he, not a negative word, not a why me, not a complaint, one from this man. And the two, well, we're coming up on 3 weeks now, and I've talked to him every day, at least once, sometimes two or three times a day. And I'm telling everybody listening to this right now, this guy has not whined or bitched or moaned once. He's just something. He's just something.
And I know a couple of people over there at the hospital, Sloan Kettering, and one of them every Wednesday makes the rounds, visits some patients, and she took the time to stop by and visit Willie. Her comment that stuck in my mind was, he's quite a character. So here's this guy after a major surgery, and he's able to make that kind of impression on a complete stranger. That's just amazing.
That's neat. Well, I want to tell you guys how important that I personally feel this was. What we just got through doing was running through a list of questions that ranged from almost inane to I want to get to know you, some personal things about what are your favorites, to some really important questions that in the past may have been tried to be addressed, but sometimes in the written word, people can't hear the inflection of your voice. And I know, just learning from the Bill Ryan interview, that's so important. And so we've ran through a set of questions that were important in one way or another to our members that I think this was really important to the community. And we appreciate a whole lot, you two, setting through this. There was not a single question that just got asked at Skeptic or Springer that they had any foreknowledge of. So we blindsided them with everything we asked.
Yep. And...
and you'll get yours.
Oh. Well, thank you guys for coming out. It was great, and I hope the members appreciate it. I'm sure they will.
Good night.
Yeah, good night, and thank you. This was, I guess, a lot of fun, even though some strange topics came up. The whole boxers thing.
Come on.
And Mark's animal still has me freaked.
What was that animal again?
Eagle. It was an eagle fleekle dolphin floppin.
Oh,
I gotta deagle
flin. Maybe he can draw a picture of that and put it.
Yeah, deagle flin.
Yeah. I gotta go to a quiet place and contemplate what that means.
Yeah,
I think we all do.
It's a flippin' dolphin.
Look at me, I'm a flippin' dolphin.
Okay, we're out of here.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
We're not signing off, are we?
No.